my friend. This is the perfect storm. Let me check my calendar here. I am correct. It is the day after Thanksgiving, which means it's Black Friday, which means it's a Friday, and that means only one thing. Baby, it's your weekend, WCBS, WBOS in Boston. Number one for those who ride subways. The perfect storm. Okay. 800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. Tonight's topic, you'll find it at morningstarstale.com. How a COVID-19 vaccine could become embedded in chemtrail smart dust. Since it's a Friday night, I thought we'd go way down the rabbit hole. You ready? This one is pretty dark, but interesting. How a COVID-19 vaccine could be embedded in chemtrail smart dust and activated by 5G. Today, I got up as I normally do and looked up into the morning dawn, and I could see the powers that be were once again littering the sky with trails of toxic garbage known as chemtrails. For those of you uninitiated, contrails are ice crystals that form when a hot jet engine interacts with the freezing temperatures of high-altitude flight and quickly dissipate. Conversely, chemtrails are chemicals sprayed into the lower atmosphere from a jet's holding tank, usually chemicals that contain aluminum, barium, and strontium. The theories vary widely as to the purpose of chemtrails. Some say it's to reflect the sun's light and help prevent global warming. To others, chemtrails act in concert with HARP to control the weather. However, most will deny their existence and insist you seek a mental health provider. For this discussion, I wish to propose a possible, even darker agenda. And I don't have any definitive proof that what I'm about to share is the whole truth or even part of it. It was the Apostle Paul who said, "We look in the mirror as a poor reflection." Here's what I believe is happening. Chemtrails, smart dust, nanobots, 5G, and the COVID-19 vaccine are connected. Smart dust is the embedded, hidden ingredient in chemtrails. It is a system of many tiny micro electromechanical nanobots or microscopic robots that can detect light, temperature, magnetism, chemicals, and vibrations. These nanobots can be operated on a wireless Wi-Fi computer network and broadcast its own unique radio frequency identification. The $64,000 question is, was Wuhan a beta test for smart dust activation via the 5G network? And is it any coincidence that this 5G wave is known as a V wave, as in virus? So, can self-replicating RNA contained within the vaccine be activated by 5G waves stimulating dormant nanobots which were inhaled from the smart dust contained in the chemtrails and now present in our bodies? I'll say that one more time. So, can self-replicating RNA contained within the vaccine be activated by 5G waves stimulating dormant nanobots which were inhaled from the smart dust contained in the chemtrails and now present in our bodies? In other words, can our bodies become internally digitized and controlled remotely? Just imagine humans transformed into radio antennas. To give credibility to the idea of vaccine via inhalation, a Nebraska virologist by the name of Xin Hung Xing is developing a COVID-19 vaccine that would be delivered directly to the respiratory tract as a nasal spray, prompting an immune response directly at the site where the virus is causing the COVID-19. Keep in mind, that's where it's all originating. And for those who don't opt for the vaccine injection or nasal spray, is there a possible non-voluntary option of forced vaccination via smart dust contained within chemtrails? The end game for the Luciferian elite is to control the remaining serf class from a centralized quantum beast computer. Web searches, contacts, social media, thoughts, and emotions will be uploaded into a collective hive mind. Segmented algorithms and patterns will accurately predict future behavior. This will also supplant speech with organic telepathic communication. It will be a singular, collective, universal New World Order, spiritually plugged into Lucifer's matrix. Shared knowledge without individual thoughts or opinions, uncritical conformity, creating a technological singularity of collective intelligence, a 7-year technocratic tribulation. I realize that was a mouthful, so go back and read it when you get a chance and share it with a friend. The name of that article is How a COVID-19 Vaccine Could Be Embedded in Chemical Smart Dust and Activated by 5G. In my book, I don't think I've ever met, you know what? I've never mentioned the book, Mike. I've never mentioned the book on the radio show. Kenny. I've never mentioned the book. Hey, Stormy. Stormy, I've never mentioned the book. Kenny, I never mentioned the book. Stormy, go get Kenny.
The media said what?
Yeah, he said Joe Biden won. You know, whenever I give you a large piece of meat to digest, which I usually do in the first 10 minutes, I've got to follow it up with a dessert because I can't handle all of this intense meat, how a COVID-19 vaccine could be embedded in chemtrail dust. I actually believe that's a possibility. I can't prove it, but it's pretty dark. So I must follow it up with insanity. Speaking of which, yesterday was Thanksgiving and my mom and son came over. My mom is very fearful of catching the COVID. She's 88. And she was actually wearing she's going to be 88 Monday. Oh, I got to buy her a present. So she comes over and she's wearing the mask around me now. Unless I caught it from Stormy, I don't know where I would get it. She bought me a pumpkin pie. One of the reasons I don't drink anymore, there's an expression. One is not enough and 1,000 is too many. Or is it 1,000 is too many and one is not enough? I have no discipline. One of the reasons I have very little food in the house is because I know I'll eat all of it in a day or two. I'm like this dog I got. The greyhounds are notorious for inhaling their food and not chewing it. So inevitably, every morning, almost every morning, and I'm getting used to it now, the dog will inhale its dog food and then immediately regurgitate it, just throw it up, and then eat it off the floor. And by the way, I don't have any problem with that. I wish more people would do that, save on food. But that's how greyhounds eat. And that's how I eat. Not that I regurgitate my food, but I eat all of it. So my mom left me an entire pumpkin pie. What I'm about to tell you is horrifying. It is more horrifying than the idea that a chemtrail could be embedded with a smart dust nanobot which activated would turn you into an antenna. This is worse. So she leaves me the entire pumpkin pie. And I thought, okay, I'll have a slice or two. So I got two slices. I come back in the room, my office, and I'm on the computer doing whatever. And I ate that, both of those pieces. And I thought that was really good. You know, one more piece would not be bad. And that would be about half the pie. I think that's borderline gluttony. So I went back and I got a third slice. And as I'm eating the third slice, I'm thinking, this isn't going to cut it. So I'll just take a break after this third slice. So about 2 minutes later, I go back into the kitchen and I think to myself, you know, I don't want to dirty another dish. So why don't I just take what's left, half a pumpkin pie, and bring it into the office. Just bring the whole pie in because, you know, I shouldn't be wasting dishes and using detergent and killing the environment. So I bring in what's left, a half a pie. And so I thought, you know, I'll have one more piece, and then I'll save like a quarter for tomorrow. So as I'm eating that, I kind of ate a little more than the quarter of the half. And I thought, you know, I think probably I could really come close to eating the rest of this pie. And then this horrifying thought occurred to me that no one else had any pieces of this pumpkin pie. And I was about to do something I've never done in my entire life, which is to eat an entire pumpkin pie. So I've got about a half a slice left, and I'm thinking I'm really full. I feel the Catholic guilt is coming on. I feel like a fat pig. And I thought, you know, this is why quitters don't win. And so I just really focused and ate the rest of the pie, and then was staring at the tin plate that was now empty except for a couple crumbs. And I thought to myself, you know, if you set yourself on the track to achieve your goals, you can do it. So there I was, an hour in less than 60 minutes, I ate an entire pie. So my mom is a big supporter of Biden. My son and myself are supporters of Trump. My son and I have a very similar worldview when it comes to the secular world. So my mom tried to do a little fishing. She started talking about Biden, and I could see my son's eye beginning to twitch. And he's 35. She's going to be 88 on Monday. And I said, just very quietly, I just looked at him. I said, son, little fishy, don't take the bite. Don't take the bait. Do not take the bait. And he just sort of looked at me and smiled. And whatever she was saying just sort of went into the vapor. And that was the end of it. There was no political talk. My son, my daughter, my mom, they know I don't like talking about politics. And I'm not going to ruin Thanksgiving because of it. So many families have split because of this, which is stupid. It used to be you could talk about politics, but now it's so divisive. Plus, I did my part. I voted for the guy, not because I like him, because he's a nationalist, and Biden's a globalist. And if Biden does, on December 14th, get all the electoral votes and lives to January 21st or so, he'll be the next president, and this new world order will ramp up even quicker. I just voted for Trump mostly for my kids and my grandkids. I have two son and a daughter and two grandsons. My youngest grandson's only a couple of months old. So it was for them. I wanted them to have a taste of America before it was completely gone. But now that Biden's in, that's it. By the way, having a dog is kind of like having a kid. When you're a parent, you will say stuff that you've never said in your entire life pre-child. You will string sentences that are absolutely insane but relevant insensible to the moment. I'll give you an example, because the same applies to dogs. So Stormy's out in the backyard, okay, and I'm watching her, and I say the following sentence to a dog. Keep in mind, dogs don't speak English, nor do they understand English. The old adage, why does a dog lick its balls? Because it can. We're dealing with a dog. Here's the sentence that came out of my mouth at about 11 o'clock this morning. Stormy stop biting bees. Stormy, stop biting bees. He's up, down. He's out in the backyard biting bees. What is wrong with you? Oh, that's right, you're a dog. So anyway, that was my Thanksgiving. It was very calm, peaceful. I hope you had the same kind of Thanksgiving. My daughter lives in the Austin area, so she sent me a picture of my grandson and my grandsons. I have two now. So overall, it was a really mellow Thanksgiving. I hope you had the same. And then this morning, for some inexplicable reason, I had to work. Usually I work 8 to 4. They had me on 9 to 3, and it was beyond not busy. Because, you know, I work in logistics in the trucking industry, and all of the carriers were closed. So there's nothing we can do if anybody calls in and they want help. It's, you know, everybody's gone. So I mostly just sat around for 6 hours. And then, I know this is kind of boring, but I want to give you the rundown of my exciting life. Then, at 3 o'clock sharp, I let Stormy know that the day had concluded. We went outside, ran around, acted like idiots, and I said, stop biting the bees. And then I came in and laid on the couch and took a nap for like an hour and a half, got up, worked out. I have my own little gym in the back outside, and I do that because I'm not going to go to any gym and wear a mask. That's just a deal breaker to me. Not going to do it. Okay, so one final push on the book. I don't know if you heard, but I wrote a book. It's called Morningstar's Tale, and there's a free chapter preview called Alchemy's Mix. The book is narrated by Lucifer, and one of the names of Lucifer is Morningstar. So Lucifer Morningstar narrates a book where he divulges the secrets of antiquity and the cosmology in which we live. He believes, and so do I, for some insane reason, that perhaps the Earth might even be flat. And he explains how that works. Then he explains how the moon works, the cycles of the moon, how the moon gets its light, how many degrees per hour. It's actually a very technical book. For example, the sun moves at 15 degrees per hour. And so in one day, it makes a 360-degree loop, 15 degrees per hour. The moon, on the other hand, goes 12 degrees per hour. But all of that is contained in the book, including how you're built, alchemy, numerology, Freemasonry, all of the esoteric occult religions and what they mean. Basically, Lucifer gives you his playbook on what he's about to do. It's available at Amazon, and there is a link. This is The Perfect Storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The perfect storm. 800-313-9443, 512-248-8252. My belief system has been radically changed in the last 4 years. I've been a born-again Christian since the age of 21, went through an extreme backslidden period in my 30s and my early 50s. But it's only through the grace of God I'm somewhat back on track. Definitely one of the worst sinners. So I'm not here to judge, believe me. But in the last 4 years, I've had some radical shifts in my beliefs. My foundational beliefs have not changed one iota, and they never will. But some of the spiritual aspects of who we are, how we came about, and where we're going have changed radically. And one of the new beliefs I've had over the last year or two is that we are beings of light. I write about it in the book, and I do believe this, that in the beginning, Adam and Eve wore their spirits externally in their bodies internally. And I know that's hard to get your head around. But they were beings of light. And I believe that we, even in our fallen nature, are beings of light. We are three parts, body, soul, and spirit. And when that spirit is regenerated, when Christ in the form of the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, when you become born again, that light exudes. So when you die, you literally take off this garment of flesh and you are exposed for what you truly are. which is a being of light. And this being of light is affected by vibrations. And this is another radical new belief I have, that all of us vibrate. We have corresponding harmonics. And everything vibrates. In the beginning, when God said, it was the vibrations, his word, the word became. And so everything is created by his word, and we are the result of that. And so is this environment, even where we live now, this third dimension of the first heaven, corresponding by vibrations. So when you die, you literally take off this garment of flesh, and who you truly are is revealed, which is a being of light. That really changed the way I look at this life, and that it is all temporal. We are a stranger in a strange land, just passing through. Let's begin the conversation with Christopher in California. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen. Funny you mentioned the soul is actually, the soul is, you can't touch it or feel it, you know, but it's there. And that's what moves on. Yet it's funny, we have a rib cage. And I thought about this recently, and that soul is kind of enclosed in that cage of ribs. You know, I don't know if you can make a connection there, but really, the theme, really the question I really want to ask you is, I've been listening for years and I give when I can, and can RBN be deplatformed by the likes of the nefarious Googles and YouTubes and all that junk that seems to pull sway over everything said or heard? Do you know the answer to that?
No. I do know that every web address has an IP address, and I would assume that the servers have the same thing for RBN. I don't know. That's a really good question. Mike, what do you think? You can chime in or just type it in either way. He's more...
Mike would know. Yeah. But he...
Yeah.
Mike's so quick and so good. What a wonderful engineer you guys are blessed with Michael.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, he's programmer. He's awesome.
He just typed in, missed that one. The problem is Mike smokes a lot of hash while he's on the air, and that really leads to him not being that quick sometimes. Okay, Mike, in case you missed it, Christopher wants to know, is it possible for RBN to be deplatformed? In other words, could Google possibly get a hold of the IP address and just take us off the air? No. Mike says no. Apparently,
they can delist us from their search engine, but it would be really obvious and give us more attention than they probably would want.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. You know, SDT Report is only hanging on by donations as you guys are. And they're a good site, SGT Report, but they've been truly messed with.
All right, well, hang on, Christopher. I didn't give you enough time to speak your mind, so hang on through the break, and I'll let you come back on the other side. This is The Perfect Storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to The Perfect Storm. That's weird. Last night I was actually watching a YouTube clip about Boston, Tom Schultz, and the control of the band, the contractual lawsuits, and the ups and downs, mostly downs of Boston, but man, what a great group. All righty then, that phone number is 800-313-9443, and we are chatting with Christopher in California, who wanted to know if it was possible that RBN could be taken off the air, and I think Mike gave the correct answer when no. They can, you know, obviously screw around with the algorithms, but they can't take us off the air. So what else is going on tonight, Christopher?
Well, brother, that's a wonderful blessing and a reassurance. I'm glad that Michael reassured that question. I tried to get through earlier. I couldn't get through because the boss had a guest on at Landry, not Laundry, but Landry, and that was a good show. Anyway, let me ask you one more thing, and because I know there's other people calling, because you have a mystique about you that really portrays the ability to really project a good show. I don't know if it's your speaking voice. I think it's a combination of that as well as your knowledge and such. You're just a couple of years my junior, you know, but I would never call you son out of respect for your knowledge, because you know so much more than 10 people, you know, twice your age, sadly. That's the state of where we live. But my next question was, what do you think? Ultimately, will it be decided by the Supremes? Because I want to retain this. He's been dogged every inch of the way by little yippy doggies tearing at his pant cuff, holding him back, or trying to, you know, in any endeavor he's attempted. And he still persevered, so I've got to give him that. And the mere fact that Donald J. Trump is he's not a politician. He's a businessman, and what a time to have a businessman at the helm. But my question to you and Michael, maybe chime in. Do you think with the Supremes, and I think there's another avenue, but this is just outright chicanery in regard to the vote, misappropriation, and the joke of a Dominion whatever, you know, and they tell us just to suck it up and live with it. Oh, I won't live with it. And it would lead to civil war because people are pissed. What do you think?
Absolutely agree. I think you're correct in your assessment. If the Supreme Court did rule that the election was invalid, then it is automatically turned over to the House of Representatives, who would reinstate the Trump administration. At that
Why
point,
would they? You've got a Pelosi at the head of that, and this woman is 81, and she happens to be the auntie of Governor Newsom in Governor Nuisance, whatever, in California. I mean, why would it be turned over to, and where would we go if it went to the House of Reps?
I'm trying to remember. Maybe I misspoke. Maybe it goes to the Senate. I don't know. Do you know? Okay, let's say the Supreme Court invalidates the election because of fraud. At that point, does it in fact go to the Senate before the House? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know myself. I used to know this kind of stuff years ago when they used to teach this kind of stuff. But they don't teach this stuff anymore. And they want
Yeah, that's true. I'm not very good with politics or government. My forte is robots and chemtrails.
Oh, you're good enough. And okay, well, getting to robots and chemtrails, I'll forego the robots for the time being. That would be AI, infused in the human anatomy, I guess. What they're trying to achieve is just culling the pure human population and those that won't submit down to zero or per Georgia Guidestone edicts and so forth. But in regard to your other forte, which was what was that? That was
I was talking about the smart dust contained within the chemtrails, and the smart dust is actually comprised of nanobots, and they're dormant, but the idea is that 5G provides the frequency to activate the nanobots contained in all of our bodies if we have been inhaling smart dust via these chemtrails.
Well, you know, brother, that is the oxygen molecule. Funny that 4G that preceded it was the hydrogen molecule. They could have picked any molecules to rotate upon, but they picked the ones that are most essential to human life. Doesn't this raise an ire? A question? Of course it does. So what we have here is they're messing with our ability, first with 4G, to hydrogenate our organs and dehydrate us ultimately, and then with 5G... you've got the ultimate, the patch that, you know, the elites love to call it, well, we've patched the little people. They ultimately want to just completely dispense with the middle class, and what are you left with? They, themselves, and them, and all of the useless eaters, as it were. And at that point, they'll be quickly able to dispense with them, sadly.
And there's there's another one called 6G. They are getting ready to experiment
iodine.
With that.
Brother, 6G is a little iodine different. Molecule.
Well, it's the number of man. You're going back to six Genesis.
Well, yeah. Well, sure.
And when you go back to six Genesis, you're talking about the Nephilim. And in the book of Revelation, when he gave life to the image of the beast, I believe that'll be via 6G, not 5G. 5G is all about connecting us to the Internet of Things.
Yeah, but that's oxygen molecule, whereas 6G will be the iodine molecule, and they took iodine out of salt, table salt, many decades ago. And you need iodine. It's essential. But they stripped us of iodine. That's why nascent iodine is good to get your hands on and supplement with that. Can you tell me what 3G, what molecule that rotates on? Because I have a 3G phone booster that, because I live in the mountains, my friend, and it helps me with my connectivity. But I'm unaware of the molecule that's employed with the 3G ability.
Well, let me look it up so I appear intelligent, but I'm not. Let's see, 3G, short for third generation, wireless mobile technology. It doesn't say exactly what it is, though.
I just wonder which one they picked for the offspring of what would follow, you know. Just know it isn't good, and anyway, I want to thank you for what you do, and I appreciate it. How's that pup doing? Did you get a pup, or is that a
No, she's 3 years old. She's retired. What happened was she broke her leg 3 months ago, and the adoption agency actually spent $2,500 to fix her leg, and as soon as they got the cast off, they gave her to me, so I've been rehabbing it for the last month. I just walk around the backyard with her, but she's doing great. Yeah. They're a wonderful animal. They really are.
Gently, that's not a Dalmatian. That's one of those
greyhound.
That's like a
greyhound. Yeah. They're a sight hound. They're very gentle, mellow. They hardly bark. I'm looking at her right now. She's just collapsed next to me on the floor.
I love that. You know, if I had a fence, I'd have a yellow lab. That's my preference, because they're pretty mellow themselves. And get yourself a mellow dog that'll fight to the death to save your life, you know. Anyway, they're not pit bulls meant to grab you by the cojones, an intruder, and hang there. I mean, they actually train those dogs to do that. for your defense. Anyway,
yeah, I think my dog will just point you to the valuables and then go to sleep. They're not known for being guard dogs. They're just companions.
Brother, if you have a fenced yard, if you're able to get yourself a defense dog that can be pals with your greyhound, you know, and upper and lower of both, you know, assets. Anyway,
not a bad idea.
That's my conviction. Yeah.
All right, Christopher. I enjoyed the conversation, my man.
I did too, very much. Thank you, Don and Michael. I appreciate you both much. Thanks again. Have a wonderful rest of this holiday weekend, and may God bless.
God bless you too. Have a good one, Christopher. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. Tonight's topic, how a COVID-19 vaccine could become embedded in chemtrail smart dust and activated by 5G. If you're just joining us and you wonder what I'm talking about, head over to morningstarstale.com. Check out the article, and if you want, you can certainly share it with your friend. Get another point of view, if you will. Some other news going on in the world. From Israel, we will not force vaccine, but here's what we will do. And the health ministry director for Israel says vaccines will not be forced because they are not allowed to force them. But he said there's other ways. And what he's talking about is insidious, but I do believe this is the way it's going to happen in the United States. Although Health Ministry Director Jose Levy yesterday insisted to reporters, "We won't force people to take a vaccine. Israeli law doesn't allow for it." Speaking before the special Knesset Coronavirus Committee, they stated they will motivate folks. The government won't force you to take a vaccine. Amazon will. Airlines will. Banks will. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without the vaccine. Gee, that certainly sounds like a passage somewhere in the Bible. Another thing that will apparently come into our lives, starting in small numbers already in January, which is soon, and that's the vaccine. If we're discussing how to create motivation for Israeli citizens to vaccinate, I agree. You can't force the population. It won't work. We can talk about it until tomorrow. It won't work. What is possible is to create motivation. Whoever is vaccinated will automatically receive green status. Therefore, you may vaccinate and receive green status to go freely in all the green zones. They'll open for you cultural events. They'll be open to you for shopping malls, hotels, restaurants. You may decide you're not vaccinating. And if you do, you do not want to enter these areas. You'll need to submit to a PCR test. And therefore, I believe people will understand for themselves that the vaccine will return them to a regular life and they'll vaccinate themselves without obligating them. That is exactly what's going to happen. You and I are both going to be extremely shocked when we see the percentage of people that actually get vaccinated. Sure, the number's a little skewed right now. It seems there's quite a few people that will not submit. But once they start threatening jobs, buying, trading, selling, people will acquiesce. To continue, quote, assuming we're discussing a protracted period when part of the population will be vaccinated and part won't, maybe even for a year, we see those areas growing in size and those people who are vaccinated receive the pass to enter those green areas in the cities from the south to the north of the country. As I stated earlier in the week, if you plan to do any international travel, do it now. I realize there's usually a quarantine involved, but if you don't plan on getting the vaccine, you're not going anywhere. What's going to be real interesting is December 31st, Times Square, when they drop the ball. Is anybody going to be there? And if they are, what are they celebrating? That 2020 is behind us? Forget that. Look at 2021. 2020 was the preparation. It was the sifting, the separation of the wheat and the tares, the righteous and the unrighteous. Now the lines have been drawn, the camps are segmented, and in 2021 is the rollout and implementation of the New World Order, beginning with Davos. And I went over that yesterday. All of it's hidden in plain sight. If you want to know the truth, it's out there. Exposing the beast system behind the Great Reset, I talked about that last night. This coming January, the World Economic Forum will host a five-day online summit named Davos Agenda. Political and business leaders from all four corners of the earth will discuss the implementation of the Great Reset, January 25th through the 29th. They're going to lay the groundwork. One individual to pay close attention to is Professor Klaus Schwab. He is the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, the International Organization for Public-Private Cooperation. He is the founder of the World Economic Forum and the author of The Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is the book based on what they want to do. It's a big organization. They employ over 700 people with offices in Geneva, Switzerland, New York, San Francisco, Beijing, and Tokyo. The Great Reset is a new social contract that ties you through an electronic ID linked to your bank account and health records and a social credit ID that will dictate every facet of your life while the COVID-19 pandemic is being used as justification for the Great Reset. And this is the perfect storm.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Briefly, just wanted to reset the Great Reset. It is a new social contract that ties you through an electronic ID linked to your bank account and health records and a social credit ID that will dictate every facet of your life. While the COVID-19 pandemic is being used as a justification for the Great Reset movement, the agenda has nothing to do with health and everything to do with long-term plans to monitor and control the world through digital surveillance and artificial intelligence. The Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution are rebranded terms for technocracy and the old New World Order melded with the transhumanist movement. Technocracy is an economic system of resource allocation that revolves around technology, in particular, artificial intelligence, digital surveillance, and big data collection. And the digitization of industry and government, which in turn allows for the automation of social engineering and social rule, thereby doing away with the need for democratically elected leadership, while the real plan is to usher in a tech-driven, dystopian-free society, free of democratic controls. And they'll say they're doing it to bring us into harmony with nature. So with the election of Biden, we're in. Unless there's something I don't know about, he'll be elected by the electors in December. And we move quickly into the New World Order. If Trump gets in, we have riots coast to coast and a pushback on the New World Order. From a spiritual, esoteric point of view, there's a picture I have on the website, morningstarstale.com, of Professor Schwab. He's got a nine-pointed star on his robe in the podium. That is the star of Ishtar, also known as an enneagram. An enneagram is a fusion of all that is and is used in the pursuit of knowledge and cosmic deities, demons. This is about gnosis. Gnosis, Gnosticism, is knowledge. By knowledge, you become eternal and equal to God. This is what they believe. All of this is spiritual. It is manifesting in the material world that we live in. But realize the Great Reset is nothing more than old Babylon digitized. Think of the Tower of Babel and then just put Jack Dorsey in it. That's what you got. Hey, Ken Copeland. Jack Dorsey in the Tower of Babel. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, Stormy, what do you think of that? Stormy? Okay. Have a great weekend. This is the perfect storm.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.